Arizona State University students, buttressed by local leaders from government and environmental groups, gathered to speak in Tempe's Mitchell Park Monday morning. They assembled to protest cuts to the Environmental Protection Agency proposed by the Trump administration. Nick Petrusik is the state director for Defend Our Future, a nonprofit, nonpartisan student-led climate advocacy group.
This could translate to a loss of over $60 million a year for our state, greatly weakening our ability to keep chemicals out of our water supply, reduce the amount of code red bad air days, clean up toxic waste sites, and hold polluters responsible, just to name a few.
Petrusik says air pollution is the largest environmental problem currently being faced by residents in the Phoenix metro area. Martin Quezada, Democratic State Senator for District 29, who was also at the event, says the proposed cuts are irresponsible.
These cuts are being proposed in order to fund corporate interests and to increase military spending. But one of the hardest hit agencies that is receiving these cuts is the one that affects one of the things that we value the most, and that is our environment. The cuts to the EPA are irresponsible, and they will harm everybody in the state of Arizona.
Quezada says individuals and groups like Defend Our Future should continue to be vocal about their advocacy for the environment by reaching out to their representatives in Congress. Another lawmaker on hand, Tempe City Councilwoman Lauren Kuby, says EPA grants cover almost 30% of Arizona's air quality monitoring. The agency also helps mitigate water pollution.
We have a backlog of 750 leaking underground storage tanks. They're leaking harmful chemicals into our groundwater and into our soil. In the past 5 years, we've received $13 million in funding to detect those leaks of those petroleum products and address the causes of the leaks, to repair the damage, and to go after the polluters who caused those leaks.
ASU student Sabrina Wu, who was also at the event, says educating family members about environmental concerns and voting for eco-friendly representatives is important to her.
A lot of people, they have their own private beliefs, but they don't actually spread it to other members that could actually bring about change. And then, you know, voting for representatives that reflect your values, that's the most important part.
The Phoenix metro area was ranked the fifth most polluted region in the country for air quality by the American Lung Association. Tom Maxedon, KJZZ News, Tempe.